Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And these are different pieces of advice that people are giving to their students, as well as different things affecting us from Shadim and so on. So the Gemara is up to over here, about five lines on the top of the page. Amar Rav, Rav Kahana. Rav said to Rav Kahana, Hafeich bin Velasa, it's better to come in contact with the carcass so you become Tamei, v'leitefuch b'mile, but do not become Tamei through the words that you express. Because so if you express words, you talk too much, you start saying grotesque words, and worse, nivul peh, lashon hara, and therefore, it's not a good thing. And the famous saying, pshoit nevelosa b'sheker, it is better that your job is to strip the carcass in the middle of the street in front of everybody, v'shokel agra, and get paid for it, and do not say, oh, kahana no, I'm a koyin, v'gavra rabbano, I'm a distinguished person, v'sanye be milsa, and this is, therefore, it's not nice for me to, or it's not befitting for me to get a job like this. I'd rather just sit there and take from the community. And, you know, it's unedifying. So he's shaitan of elasa b'shukah. This is the famous machlek of the Rambam and everyone else, practically everyone else, where the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, that Al-Tasakardum Lachbo, he says, unheard of to have a koil, it's unheard of that you pay Rabbonim any wages, and he goes through a whole list of Tanoim that had jobs, or Yechon HaSandle, and all these other Tanoim, Yeshua, the coal miner, all these people who had their own jobs, and so on. Because Pshayt Nevei Losa V'Shukah, you should, you know, get a job, no matter how demeaning it is, and get paid, and don't go around saying it's unedifying for a person like me to do that. However, the Tashbats and most others disagree with him totally, and they say, if that's the attitude, who's going to be a Talmud Chacham today? Who's going to learn? You know, some people are fortunate that they have members of the family who can support them, but most people don't have that. So what are they supposed to do? Anyway, now he calls Rav Kahana a Koyin. We had previously in Taz, and Taz brings up here as well, Rav Kahana himself wasn't really a Koyin. In fact, we learned in Pesachim of Memtes that he said that all his tzaddis were that he married a Kohenis, and you know, and his Zayda, her Zayda, Aaron HaKoyin, wasn't very pleased with it. So the Taz says he meant, your name is Kahana. I guess because your name alludes to Kohen, you already thought it's unbecoming for you to be standing out there, but not that he himself was a Kohen. Other places, Tosha says, were two Rav Kahanas. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Salkit li'igra, when you go on a trip, she'rusach b'hadach. When you go on a trip, you should always have food with you whenever you trap. In fact, it literally means if you go to your roof, you should have some food with you. Maya keli b'masa, it could be that you can sell in the city to sell 100 gourds, which is, you know, cucumbers and that kind of thing. Bezuza, for a zuza, in other words, it's so cheap. Nevertheless, tusek kenofach neheve, nevertheless, you should have food with you. Someone told me a few years ago, a very, very wealthy man who was a Holocaust survivor, and he told me that till that day, even whenever he travels abroad, he would always have a bagel in his pocket. Always, whenever he traveled overseas, because he couldn't help himself. He remembered that he treasured one bagel that was just, you know, his entire life. Omle Rav, L'chia Brei, Rav said to Chia, his son, Loi Tishte Sama, he said to Chia, his son. Fascinating thing. I didn't have a chance to look up the concept of addiction. When did the Western world understand there's a thing called addiction that people do not have control sometimes? But here the Gemara, you're talking there about, you know, 17, 18 years ago, Rav said to his son, Chia, do not take medicine. Why shouldn't you take medicine? So Rashi and Rashbam gives a reason. The reason is, because Rashi gives two reasons. Rashi says, because it's addictive. Medicine can be addictive, and first you'll need it, but afterwards you will continue taking the medicine. And Rashi's concern is that it'll end up costing you a lot of money, apart from everything else. But Rashi's second shot is that every medicine has advantages, but every medicine has side effects. And therefore, it's not a good thing to jump straight away in taking medicines. Because if you don't need to, don't take it. Says the Gemara, very interesting advice, especially going back then. Okay.
What's interesting also in Rashi is that he's not only concerned that you'll be addicted, but he's worried it's going to cost you a fortune. That's
his concern. That's his concern of addiction. The concern of addiction is that end up costing you a fortune. But then the second part is he tells you the medicine is not good for you either. So I guess you put the two together, he's giving you two reasons why addiction is not a good thing. Because it can harm you, plus financially it costs a lot of money. Speak to anybody who smokes cigarettes today. In Australia, a pack of cigarettes today is like $50 a pack. It's very expensive, and they just can't get off it. Even people who can't afford it. Says anyone further. V'loy teshave nigra. You shouldn't jump, take giant steps. And others say you shouldn't jump over a little creek of water. And Al Tereb Shulchan Aruch, it brings down this as well. Don't jump over a creek of water. V'loy te'ake kaved. Don't pull out your teeth. Your teeth hurt. Right away, they pull out your teeth. You know, you pull out your tooth. Tooth can never be replaced. And whatever is bothering you eventually can be healed. So don't jump straight away and pull out your teeth. V'loy te'kane. Do not envy or do not get angry. A chivya, a snake. Because they're very harmful. Nor should you be jealous about an armor. What would it call? Don't get them angry as well. An armor, a goyish person. Says they give more vitae, because they can leash out. Talmud about learned. Gimel, the three people talking about not getting people angry. Ein miskanin behen, the three people that you're not envious of, nor do you get them angry. Ve'eluhen, nochri cotton, a young goy, and we have in the Gemara of Medrash a few stories where they used to maltreat a young goy, and then the young goy grew up and tried to cause the Eden harm and harm them. And then certain times, a time to save the young kid, and then later on, the kid rewarded him. And the nochash cotton, even a tiny snake, because one day they'll grow up. And talmid cotton. And a young student. Don't be jealous of my timer. The Malchusayu Achoyri Adnayukoi. This is interesting, even though there's an expression in English that was still wet behind their ears. It quite possibly comes from right here. Because their royalty, in other words, their full potential is still behind the ears. They still have a way to go. I would say that's where this expression comes from. Not exactly sure what it means, unless it means that because the ears listen to all these different advice and learnings and everything else, and eventually they'll internalize it and mature. So that's why we say still behind the ears. They haven't heard it yet, but they will grow up. Even though another place it says about koil of them, you're not supposed to be jealous of anything. Chutz, a person is jealous of anything. Chutz mitalmida, a person is not jealous of his own student. So here we're talking about someone else's student. Rav said to his other son, Avoy. And to him, interesting, Rav had two sons. Chia, we always have, and remember how many times we had already in Shas, where Rav was overhearing how someone was teaching his son Chia, and then he would come in and comment. Here, Rav had another son called Avoy, and he wasn't so successful in his learning. So Rav said to Avoy's son, Torchi Bog Bishmaita, I tried very hard to teach you, but you're not a very successful student. Let me go teach you some things about the world, okay, about life, about business. Adechola akarech, while the sand is still on your foot, zvinot zovn. You came back from an overseas trip with merchandise. Don't wait till you settle down. As soon as you come back, start selling it. A sale is a real sale. Kol mili zovin, everything that you will buy or sell, v'tichadet. That you might regret because maybe the prices will go up. Or some say he's telling him things that you know for sure will go up in price. Maybe don't sell straight away because you will regret it. Bar mechamer, except wine. The zavim v'leitachar, wine, even though we say wine that ages a little bit is good, but if it's too long, it's also no good, it turns sour. So therefore, when wine sells, and you'll never regret it, because it doesn't matter if the prices go up, your wine would not have made it. Shari kisich p'sach sakecha. First open your wallet and get paid, and then open your sack and give the merchandise. Kava ma'ara, it's better to have a kav that's close by. If you're in business, it's better to do in business where you don't have to travel, schlep all the time, even though it's only a kav, a smaller amount, a smaller measure from nearby. V'loy kura mi'igra, even though from the ground, and kura is a kur, which is a lot more, it's 30 saw, but that you have to go to the ceiling. In other words, you have to schlep and travel a lot. It's not a good way of living. Tamra, he said, Tamra b'chaloyischa, if you happen to have a date in your basket, the first thing you should do is in your vessel that you put your dates in, lebei sudna roid, run to the place that process it and turn it into beer. Because if you don't, eventually it'll go off and you have nothing from it. Ad kama, amarava ad tolosasa. He says, until how much? Until you have three sa. You should go ahead and turn it straight into a and you go ahead and turn it into beer. No, that as long as a minimum of three saw, it's worth to try to make beer. If you have very little dates, it's not worth a while to make beer. But if you have three saw, go ahead and make beer. Says Gemara further. In fact, Gemara says, Rapapa said, Eloi de Ramay Shikra. If I wouldn't have followed his advice and turned all my dates into beer, Loyatri, I wouldn't have become a rich man. Because that's how he became rich. I wouldn't have made beer. So Chizda also was a rich man, and they were both beer makers. My sudna, what's this sudna? He told him to run to the house of the sudna, which makes the beer. Why is it called a sudna? What kind of word is sudna? Sudna is two words put together. Soid no. It's a wonderful secret, the gemilas chasadim, and it enables you to go ahead and to do gemilas chasadim as well. So therefore, that's what sudna is. Soid no, a good secret. And you know, because all you need is dates. You don't need so much. You don't have to have so much money to invest in the first place to make a business out of it. Not sure where the word gemilas chasadim comes into the word sudna, unless the word soid no, a nice secret, means what is a nice secret? Not only you can be wealthy, but it's because it's easy to give the money away. When you work hard to make your money, it's not so easy to give it away because you feel your blood and sweat is there. But because you made the money in an easy way, it's much easier to be gemilas chasadim to give it away as well. Amar Papa Papa, kol agav gavya, every contract still needs to be collected. just because somebody owes you $1,000, you can't say it's in the bank already. It still needs to be collected. My uncle Fibers Rogel, the shliach in London, told me once he had a good friend, someone, Sir Isaac Wolfson, and Sir Isaac Wolfson told him that he once, a very wealthy man, you drive through Israel, you'll see his name quite a few places. So he once invited all of his accountants to a meeting. And he said, and during the meeting, he said to them, I want you guys to tell me in your language, because I never went to university, the difference between an asset and a liability. And each one got up and gave their whole interpretation, the difference. When they all finished, he said, you're all wrong. I'll tell you the difference. He said, a liability is real. An asset has to yet be realized. And that's what the Gemara says here. Just because someone owes you money doesn't mean you have it in the bank. You still have to collect it. Okay, so let's think about it further. Kol ashrei, every time you sell something on credit, sofik osev losa sofik pay not ud osim mois rois, you know, maybe it could bring you even money that's poor quality. So nothing is guaranteed until you actually have it. This is all advice and business that the Rabbi is giving to his son. Gimel dvarim, ninu. Gimel dvarim, am Rabbi Yechon Anshe Shalayim. There were three things that Rabbi Yechon and people Shalayim. Kesha yeitzim, number one. Kesha yeitzim lochama, if you have to go to war, al teitzim b'rishayna, do not be all in the front, al teitzim b'achareina. Be in the end, so that if you have to turn around and run, you're closer to home. Kidei shidechon b'rishayna, so you come back home earliest. Not exactly sure what kind of great advice is that. Again, he said what Rabbi Akiva said before, that you should. It's better to treat Shabbos as an ordinary day rather than coming asking people for help. Make sure that you make money, that you have a connection to somebody that is successful. I'm going to be had before as well. Three things. It's different versions. Genusa gaga. They're not hanging around the roofs. So they're not hanging around things which maybe are embarrassing. The whole story of David HaMelech was because he saw, excuse me, Bathsheba bathing on the roof. And then everything else that happened. The next thing he says, very interesting. Bitcha bagra. If your daughter reached the age of 12 and a half, shachrer avdecha v'tenla. Your daughter at the age of 12 and a half should be married already. If you didn't, we want you to free a slave, even though normally we say, you're not allowed to free a slave. And the only time we had more bracha or beleza when you freed a slave because of a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that if your daughter is 12 and a half and I marry her, do whatever he takes, including the free evet so that she can marry him. And the next advice he gives here, you should be very careful with your wife, mechasna harishin for her first son-in-law. My time of why is that? Because maybe they'll have some kind of relationship. And of Kahana Amar Mishum Mammon. Of Kahana says, no, she was so happy that her first daughter got married, she will heap a lot of money and waste your money, that you know, your money, and give it all to them. And the more answers, Hava HaYisna, they're both true. Amar Bechin, Shloisha Menoichli Elam Haba, there are three people who inherit Elam Haba, Eluhain. Hador Be'ed Yisrael, if you live in Eretz Yisrael. We had an Erev Merak Suva that if somebody walks four Amas in Eretz Yisrael, he's a Ben Elam Haba. That's a Ben Elam Haba. You have a right to Elam Haba. Here we're talking about Neichli Elam Haba, people who actually inherit Elam Haba, is somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Amigadol Bonav L'Talmud. So Moshe, you did the right thing. Amigadol Bonav L'Talmud Teda. If somebody raises the children for learning Teda. And the third one is Hamavdil Al Hayayin B'Matzoi Shabbos. Make Avdol on wine on Matzoi Shabbos. Mahi, what is that? We already learned before that you make Havdalah on wine. The Meshayer Mikidushin L'Havdalah, you leave from Kiddush to Havdalah. Big Machlek is a Shreini, Matezir, and the Tur, exactly what it means. And the Rashbam here. So bottom line is, the Tur says it means if you only have one cup of wine, don't use it for Kiddush, because Kiddush, you have an alternative, you can make it on bread. Better use it on Havdalah. And others agree, because you can make Havdalah on beer. And Kiddush is more important than Havdalah. Other things is like the Rashbam learns, leave a little bit of the wine from Kiddush for Havdalah. And again, Machlek is Halalim Shah here. Doesn't mean if you only have one cup of wine, you should not drink it at all. You know, don't drink any wine during the meal. We learned before the Kavod HaYoyim is better. You're supposed to drink wine during the meal. Don't drink any wine, just sparingly use for Kiddush and then the rest of Havdalah. And the third thing which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch is Mishayin Gush Havdalah is there's an inyan that the wine you make Kiddush on Friday night, leave a little bit of wine, use that same Becher Shabbos morning and add more wine to it, and that's your Kiddush from Shabbos by morning. And then, and even if you're not there Shabbos morning, that wine, then leave a little bit of wine, and then Mitzvah Shabbos Havdalah, use that same wine that you use for Kiddush and add wine to it, because that's how you depogam it, and you use that for Havdalah. That's what it means, Mishayin Gush Havdalah, and you are from the Neuchle Olam Haba for doing that. In other words, you're connecting the beginning of Shabbos and the end of the Shabbos. And that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simei Reish Zayin Aleph towards the end. Morgan Avraham did, Alter Rebbe, Mishnah Berurah. Amar Rabbi Yechiel. Shloisha, three people machal and kosh baruch choyema, three people leave Shulchan Aruch every day. Al Ravak, that he, you know, he feel bad for. Al Ravak, that somebody is a single person, a bachelor, Hador Bekrach. The Avisha talks about them in, you know, great pride, about a bachelor who lives in a, who lives in a city, but he doesn't get tempted to sin with a woman. Val oni, and another one is a poor man, hamachzer avedel, that finds a lost object. It's so easy for him to convince himself that, you know, I'm a poor person, I need it better, and it's, even, you know, I know who it belongs to, but it, you know, it's stuck for him. No, he gives, returns it to the original owner. And Al Oshe, on a wealthy person, Hamas Peirosa Betzina, who learns, but what's the big deal about that? The idea that a wealthy person who gives charity, let's say, does it discreetly. And it's not so easy. A lot of wealthy people like to give charity, but the one they want to know, and they want the name blazing in lights. And here, this person gives Matan Besesa. Rab Safra, Ravik Bekrachav. Rab Safra was a bachelor in the city. Tony came to Rav and Rav Safra. So this person repeated this thing in front of Rav Safra and Rav. So I upon Rav Safra, so happy. Oh, I'm a bachelor. I live in the city, and what do you call it? And I'm not tempted to an aveda. Only Rav love Kigurim. We're not talking about people like you. We're talking about Kigurim Rav Chanina Rav Eishia. What was, you know what their profession was? They have ushpche ba'ar Yisrael, they were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael. They have yaseh b'shuka designers. They would hang around the area where all the harlots were. V'avdilu misan designers, and their job was to make them the high, very fashion, you know, fashion, elegant shoes for these you know, prostitutes. And v'ailu, and it seems something about here, they would bring it directly to the prostitutes. Inu mistaklu, the prostitutes look at them, of the inu lemazna nayavisakul behu, but they would never look at their customers, they would just measure their feet, bring the shoes and look down and give them the shoes and get their money. And they did not want to look at them. And yet these zaynis had such derechedetz for them. They would all make these shavuos that b'chayein rabbana, they would say, I swear, whatever they want to swear about, they would say, we swear in the lives of these rabbis, kaddisha d'vayisro, the holy rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. So they respected them. That's what we mean when we say, a kunz, you're locked up in your house and you don't do an aveda. They go to a place where, you know, that's their panosa, they have no choice, and yet they are able to control themselves. Shloisha kodesh baruch hu oivon. The Eibusha loves the following three people. Misha einu koyis, someone does not get angry. Umisha einu mishtakeh, somebody does not imbibe or get inebriated. Umisha einu mamid al midos, somebody who doesn't stand on his ground, I'm right and I don't care. He's a person who's very easygoing, and, you know, if somebody offends him, he's moichel straight away. Shloisha hakodesh baruch hu soinen. The following three people Hashem actually despises. Hamadaber echad bepev echad. Well, somebody is dishonest. He says one thing, but he means something else. You have testimony to support your friend, but you don't want to get involved, so you just decline from saying anything. The Eibusha hates you because you could help somebody out and you refuse. And v'horoyed v'arabah chavedi, you see your friend doing something wrong, umei b'yichidi, you go and tell, and even to a rav in a court, on your own, which you know has no value, other than everyone now knowing that he committed an aveda. Ki hoda tuv yachata, tuv you once committed a sin of erva, v'osa zigud l'chude, zigud came on his own, v'asid be'kameh rapapa, and he came in and testified with rapapa about what tuv you did, nagde and the zigud, rapapa went and gave lashes to zigud. Only two famous saying, Tuvia Chata Vizigud Menage, Tuvia sins and Zigud gets the lashes. Only in yes, the Chsiva, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yokum Eidech Biish. It says in the Pasuk that a single person should not come and testify. In you know, except money matters, and you did. All you did was you gave him a bad name because there's nothing we can do about it, and absolutely nothing we can do about the fact that the Tuvia sinned. So what do you come and tell me for? Other than giving shame of Abba Kamafka, all you did was produce a bad name. Amar Shmuel said, "But Avitchak, Amar Ah, Mutil Sanoisai." But what you saw your friend commit an aveda, erva, you're allowed to hate him. even though you're not allowed to testify, you're allowed to hate him. You're not allowed to hate another yid, but in this case, you're allowed to hate him. Shneimer says, "Kisila Chamor Sinach." If you see the donkey of your enemy, Reivet Tachar Masoi, lying there underneath your package, my son, what do you mean? What do you mean? How can the Torah acknowledge that you have an enemy? Ilay masay nacha goy v'tanya sayin shem yisoyin soyin 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 nacha. We're talking about a yid that you have to help him out, you know, ozot hazavimoy. Help him out of his donkey, you know, is falling down, or he has to help, you know, lift it, or put things, take, dismantle it. Ela pshita soyin yisroel a yid that you hate. Umishadi ilay masayin. How can you ever hate a yid? V'ksiv l'sisna z'chir buv alchin ala hate a yid. El dika sadi dovid yisudi yikul yam anami yisoglein. And if there were witnesses that he committed a sin, everyone is supposed to hate him. Why only this particular person has an enemy? Isn't it talking about Gia Gavna? This case, the Chazibi, whatever, you saw the guy doing a sin. Because you saw the guy doing a sin, you're allowed to hate him. And that is a good step further. Mitzvah says, actually, it's a sin. If you see someone doing a sin, it's a mitzvah to hate him. He should feel that he can't get away with it. Remember, it says, Yidas Hashem, Sayyidah. Those who fear Hashem actually hate people who do evil. And Al Tereber in Tanya explains that the mitzvah Av Yisrael and mitzvah Sinai, you have to hate the person for the Aveda he did, but love the person for everything else that he is. And you have to be able to do both. Tesis has an interesting Tesis. The Gemara in Be'el Metzias has a very interesting halacha, which is only in Jewish law. You have a friend that the animal, let's say, what do you call it? Is standing there carrying a burden that he cannot tolerate. So Tzar Bal Chaim, he got help to dismantle it. But at the same time, you have an enemy who wants to lift some things, and you know, lift his donkey or to lift things, which is not really Tzar Bal Chaim. So in this case, the Gemara says you should help your enemy. You should help your enemy. Why? Because you have to break your Yetzer Hara. If you only help your friend, you're not doing it because of the mitzvah, you're doing it because it's your friend. You have to go help your enemy. Now, and why? You have to subdue your Yetzer Hara. So Teza asks, what kind of subduing Yetzer Hara? Since it's a mitzvah to hate the guy, the Teza says you have to hate the guy. What can Yetzer Hara? Because I hate him. What Yetzer Hara is there? Says Teza, a very interesting thing. Human nature is that even though I hate the guy for the Aveda that he did, because the Teza says I have to hate the guy, but the response is he hates me. And once it's then starts spiraling out of control. So then you hate him far more than just because he did an Aveda. You start hating everything he says, everything he does, and that is your Yetzer Hara stepping in. So Tesis acknowledges that if you hate somebody, even though you start off because it's the mitzvah, it evolves and it gets out of control. So then you have to wonder, so why Taka is such a mitzvah? When the Torah knows that's what's going to happen. And then, without chassidus, it's very hard to understand. But Al-Tareb breaks it up, how every person, has the nefesh l'kis, nefesh l'bamis, and you hate the person for the nefesh l'bamis, but you love him for the nefesh l'kis. It's possible, then, therefore, to control that sinner. You don't hate the person. You hate the fact that nefesh l'bamis has some control over that person. Second about it further. Are you allowed to tell the Mishnah? Are you allowed to tell at least your Rav, your teacher, to hate that person because he saw the person in them? Not to go to the Torah, not to publicize it. Amalei says, it depends. If your Rebbe really trusts everything you say implicitly, as if you too were to told in the Lame, tell him so you also can reprimand the guy and so on, but not Loy Lame, do not tell him. Torah, we learned, Shloisha, there are three kinds of people, three characteristics by people that chayim and chayim, it's not called living. Harachmanin, if you're too soft, you're too compassionate, people take advantage of you, step all over you. Varaschonin, somebody that has a terrible temper. You can't live a normal life because everything, you know, sets you off. And anine hadas, people who are very delicate and precious and can't do this, can't do that. Well, Rabbi Yosef, lucky me, kulu isnabi. I have all three character traits. Everybody asks a question. How can Rabbi Yosef, Bidding Motor says in the end of Sayyid, Rabbi Yosef was an honor of, how can you have a temper? Temper is, if somebody offends you, you get angry. Well, how can you have a temper? So they answered, that goof is a right, Rabbi Yosef is such an honor. He was such a humble person that he just couldn't see in himself any advantages. Everything he thought, you know, everybody's faults, he thought were his own. Turn on my lunch. Three that hate each other. Elohein, the following three hate each other. Klovin, dogs hate each other. Tanagoilin and roosters. Bachavodin, the nation of Chavodin in Persia. Yeshem Afa Zaynes. Zaynes also, they're consistently competing with each other, so they hate each other. The Yeshemim Af Tamide Chachomim Shebebavel. The Tamide Chachomim and Bavel also don't sort of hate each other. Hate each other. Exactly what does that mean? Bit difficult to understand. Because we did say more time is that a raisa meraschle. You see them arguing and fighting, it's just the Torah, nothing else. Anyway. Says the Gemara. Anyway, says the Gemara Vaita. And the Mashiach has a whole arichas on this. Says the Gemara Vaita, which is also a place. So I learned, Shloish Lathri, Oyhavin Zaza, three that actually support each other and love each other. Who are they? Elohim, the following, Hagedim, Gerim, stick to each other, Avodim and servants, Irvin, and so too is crows, they all stick to each other. They all stick with each other. For whatever reason, Irvin stick to each other. Arba, four, Ein Hadas, save Lassen. And maybe that's why the Orev never left the boat. Didn't trust Noya because Orev have a habit. They fend for each other. Arba, there are four people that ain't hadassiv lost, and people just can't. We cannot tolerate them. Elohein, dal go. If you have a poor person, yet is arrogant, people can't stand for it. Over osher, or if you have a wealthy person and mechachesh, and he refuses to pay his bills and everything else, and he's dafka rich, he can afford to pay everybody, and he's constantly arguing, running to the Titus. The zuck and manaiv, an old person who is who's lewd, upanis mizgarlat zibmer. Somebody is on a board, and he treats everybody like the second class, and he feels that he can dominate everybody. People don't like that, especially when the times are need. Suddenly he runs for cover. The yesh aymin of those say af hamigadash is iste pam reshoyne v'shnia umarzira, that he divorces his wife. Once, okay, he takes it back, but divorce the second time he takes it back means he doesn't treat women with respect. Tanakama, the reason that why didn't he include that case, because even sometimes the ksuva is great. If we get cut off in Zoom, let's just go, we'll lose it, we'll come back on again, because we have to finish the blot. Inami, or Yeshle Bonim Heimena. Let's say he has children, so he finds it difficult, he divorces her, but then he, you know, for the sake of the children, he feels it's wrong, he wants to take her back. That's why he takes her back, not because he's playing around. Five things Canaan told his children, and as Ram says, not necessarily he told them, but the way they behave, it's as if he passed it on to them. This is in their genes. Ava says, I love each other, you know, support each other, only yourselves. Ava says, Gaza, love to steal. Ava says, Azim, you should love to have promiscuity. Vesinus Adonechem, you should hate your masters. While Tadabru Emes, and do not speak the truth. Shishadvar in the Modern Mesus, the sixth thing said about a horse. Oyevus has nose, loves promiscuity. Oyevus Hamacham loves to go to war. Ruchay Gasser feels conceited because he's so tall. Umayez Shane doesn't really sleep, despises sleep. But Oichel Haber eats a lot, Umayzi Kimon, and passes out very little. The Yesh Oimim Athmavakish Lada Bala Muhammad during a war, he wants to throw off his master. Shiva Menudin Lishmaina, seven people that are putting Chaydim from heaven. Eluhen, Yehudi Shane Leisha, person who remains a bachelor. In other words, in face of the race, he has a choice, but he doesn't. He's just not interested. Or sheyesh leisha ve'ein lebanim. He's married with children. And they're talking about somebody that has a choice. Not talking about somebody that has no choice. Umi sheyesh lebanim ve'ein megadol netamot teira. He has children, but does not raise them in a Yiddish way to learn teira. Umi sheein le tefillin bereisha tefillin bezrei. Doesn't have a tefillin on his head or tefillin on his arm. Ve'titzes be'bigdei titzes on his beged. Umezuzah be'pischei. Almost is on his door. And here Tosa gives two pshatim, which is based on what we spoke about yesterday, whether you have an inyan, if you can't afford it, you still have a mitzvah or not. So the first pshat in Tosa is talking about you have, you don't want to put it on. But if you don't have, you're potter. Then the Tosfos says, inami, or even if you don't have, you should go out there and borrow. You have an inyan to go make yourself do mitzvahs. Clearly, that these are the two answers in Tosfos is the two opinions I told you yesterday in Machlekes Amei Yechiel, Rashbam, and all the and Tofrei Shavuot, Mishnah Berurah, and all the Achreinim. It seems they don't alert to this Tosfos, but it seems that this Tosfos here, Be'en Le'Bonim, the two answers of Tosfos is exactly that point. Whether if you can't afford it, do you have a mitzvah at all or not? Says the Gemara, "Amnei and Ayel and Agla refuses to put shoes on his feet." If you were invited to a group of a chabur of a mitzvah, and you don't attend, the Eibishter does. And Tezer says it's talking about a sudas milah. This is the basis for the minigis role that you don't invite somebody to a bris, because if you're invited to a bris and you don't attend, the Eibishter is very upset, because at a bris you're nitzel from medina shel gehenim, and you didn't even refuse to attend, and therefore the Eibishter gets very upset. And then Tesla also says a wedding from a Talmud Chacham and a daughter of a Kohen is also so this mitzvah we had of them test. It's a big thing. But Tesla said if the people, the other people attending are not up to your scratch and maybe you don't want to be seen with them, then there's nothing wrong. Amar Bachana, Amar Shulam Marta, Amar Meshur Yeshi Yishutz, Amar Nain, Shein Shoyim Bekaldim, Hainu, and I'll go ask stargazers for their advice. And it says, Tamim Ti, Mashal Lekecha. It says in the Pasuk, you should be wholesome with the Eibishter. Big Machlek is the Mukhi Yeshu and the Rambam. What's Pshat? The Rambam holds the Pshat is because a Yid knows this is all garbage and nonsense, and if you're following that, then you're not with the Eibishter's ways. You should be learning Torah. That's the only thing that's Emes. The Mukhi Yeshu says, no, this is Emes. Kaldim, the astrology, does have an effect on us, but as a Yid, we stand higher than that. We should be under the Eibishter's dominion. How do you know that if your friend is better than you, superior than you, even in one matter, you have to actually give him the right amount of covet? Because remember it says, but in a kol di ruach yatida, because of the extra ruach that he has, that he's smarter than him, is a malka asis. The king went ahead and did la kemoisa komachusa, and he made an appointment Daniel over everybody. That a woman, you know, waited the 80 days and 40 days for, you know, the Dam Toy finishes, she can all be Mishama straight away. At Kama Omarav, Oina, wait at least an Oina, or a day and night, or just a night, Machlek Zanashi and Rashbam. And so, you know, after the 40 days, the 80 days, wait at least one night before you have a relationship with your husband, because maybe there's some blood continuing to flow. We mentioned the name Yosef Ish Hutzel before. You should know it's the same person. Yosef Ish Hutzel, who Yosef Babli, the same person Yosef Babli, who Yosef ben Gur Aryeh, he's also known as Isay, the son of Gur Aryeh, who Yosef ben Yehuda, who Yosef ben Gamliel, who Yosef ben Malal, his real name is Yosef ben Akavishmoy. Who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla, talking about that. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla also had a number of names. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Aloy, and who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achad, the Shmait, then he says here, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha the Shmaitu, whenever Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha, that he is the one who tells us over sugyas, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas the Agadata. Whenever Rabbi Yitzchak, and it's an Agadata Medrash, it's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. And in order to remember, in the Simon is Shimonu Achai Berei. So he says Achai. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha is Shema, Shimu, which is Shmaitu. He says over there that you should eat onions, v'shev betzel, and eat it in the shade. V'lotechol avzin, do not eat kachkes, do not eat geese v'tana goylin, and hens and chickens. V'yeliba roidev olecha, pocha, v'yeliba roidev olecha. And he says here, because if you eat all of these things, you'll always be hungry. Pachais m'mechlech, reduce the amount of food you eat, mishtacha, and you drink. It's better to invest your money in your house than you invest your money on food. Because with your food, you have nothing to show for it. Your house, you have a house. And that's how you save up money for your house. Yosef Ulamri says, matlam matlam rabbi, they make give a mushel in the West, and so the ochil al yisa, those who eat the fats, the fatty part of the meat, which is costly, toshib al yisa, they have to hide in their attics because they owe money everywhere and they can't pay. But the ochil kakula, if you eat vegetables, akikli the masa shachiv. He can sleep in the middle of the city, he doesn't have to run from creditors. So it's better to spend less money on food and more money on things that can last. That ends the Gemara of all advice, and tomorrow we go back to talking about Pesach.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good day, everybody.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry,